The 15-year-old Madison Memorial student was tased by a stun gun in 2005 while a police officer assigned to the high school tried to arrest the boy on a mistakenly issued warrant. The lawsuit does not specify what injuries DeLawrence Goodwin received. His attorney, Sally Sticks, says the incident traumatized her client.
Psychological injuries, for sure. In terms of physical injuries, that's actually one of the issues in the case. When he was taken to the hospital after being tased, they did no check for injuries.
Sticks goes on to say she does not believe Goodwin has any lasting physical injuries, but that city police should have checked. Instead, doctors tested Goodwin for what the suit says is a mistaken suspicion he swallowed drugs. The lawsuit seeks punitive damages of $150,000, along with unspecified compensatory damages. Michael May is Madison's city attorney.
The city's position is and has been all along that city police officers followed proper procedure, didn't do anything wrong, are not liable, and the city will see that the city and the officers are defended.
The Madison Police Department has since changed its policy on when and how tasers should be used. The lawsuit cites an independent school report showing the boy's parents were not called and that he was not summoned to the principal's office for arrest, as school policy requires. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.